Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, and finally today, my favourite Australian two-star Michelin, Steph, joins me for a quickie now. Damien Gray, how is it going?
Very well, very well. How are you?
I'm good. Let's do a quick thought experiment here, Damien, right? You're at home, okay, minding your own business. The next thing you know, doorbell rings. You've got half a dozen people in the living room or in the garden. What can you feed them at a press?
So basically, you've got to look in the fridge and you're looking into the abyss and you're saying to yourself, what am I going to give these guys? A couple of things that you can fall, you know, always fail safes. Cheese. Little bit of crackers. We've always got sneaky crackers kicking around in the cupboard somewhere along the line. Or there's always some sort of vegetables in the crisper in the bottom of the fridge. This is where you can do a classic French dish called crudités, where it's basically raw vegetables. You can put a little bit of dressing in there. We always have some sort of dressing in the fridge. You can make a like Caesar dressing, salad dressing.
Give me a dip you could whip up for with the crudités.
Pardon?
Give me a dip you could whip up for with the crudités.
Okay. Now, if you've got a little bit of balsamic in the cupboard, a little bit of lemon juice, you can then have some more olive oil. And if you put those together and sort of you just season them to your own taste. Like if you like lots of balsamic, put a little bit of extra in there, a little bit more lemon juice if you want it a little bit more acidic. And the olive oil is sort of always, the golden rule is 2-1. So 2 parts olive oil, 1 part vinegar or acidity. That's always the simplest dressing to put with the crudités.
Okay. You see, I don't know what kind of people arrive around to your house suddenly, but I'm not sure that the vegetables are going to cut it with everybody. And I presume, though, if we cut them nicely, do we, and kind of, you know, you frame it up as something that looks nice initially anyway.
The golden rule with it is if you can make it look like almost like a little garden, okay? So you get all the vegetables sticking all up and all that sort of stuff. And a high-rimmed bowl always works a treat to help you sort of stack it and arrange it in a way that it looks really presentable. You're definitely your own chef when it comes to these sort of things. But another thing that I find really, really good is tinned fish.
Tinned fish is kind of back in fashion, is it?
It is literally making a complete storm again, like because, you know, like things have tightened up on energy crisis and all that. And people are looking at different options to save money. Tinned fish is a great, great product. You know, number one, it's extremely high in protein and, you know, you've got all the goodness in it. But it's always sitting around in the cupboard. But you can do some really amazing stuff. Like there's one that we're doing at the moment where we've got at home where we're using mackerel, a little bit of quinoa, some rocket leaves, a little bit of balsamic with it and some feta cheese, and I swear it is to die for. It really, really, really is.
And you're kind of mixing it up as a salad, as a kind of a chunky salad or what?
Yeah. Just like, you know, put the leaves down first and then just sprinkle everything over the top of it. Almost like that Jamie Oliver-esque style, you know, just put it on the top sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of tinned mackerel is a good thing to have in the house, is it?
Tin mackerel, tin tuna, a little bit of salmon in there as well. But, you know, there's always if you know, like, let's say you know that they're coming over, there's always, if you sort of move towards the, like, Greek ideas, like, let's say taramasalata masalata or some, you know, you get some hummus or some tzatziki. But you know what's your best friend?
Okay, we're buying these things in the supermarket, are we? We're not making them.
Yeah. Look, you know, because we're all short on time, and you get that unexpected call, we'll be there in 40 minutes. Your best friend is the salad bar in the supermarket. If you think of it like this, you've got lots of stuff in there that's made daily, okay? Pretty tasty. You can add extra to it if you want a little bit more herbs to certain things, but there's pasta, there's rice, there's couscous, they've got olives, they've got cheese, diced cheeses in there. Don't be afraid to get in there and use it because there is some good stuff kicking around in these salad bars.
And then take it out of the plastic container, obviously.
Yeah, well, look, if you can take your own and use your own to fill up, that'd be even better. But, like, I don't think we're there just yet here. But, the salad bar in the supermarket is definitely your best friend.
Brilliant. Listen, for a two-star Michelin chef, like, you're the most practical individual. I reckon people don't do half the recipes we talk about here every week. But they're all thinking, no, this is brilliant, the salad bar. Like, this is my kind of guy. You have grilled courgettes for us as well, which I'm interested in because I might add that I am for the first time attempting to grow my own courgettes this year. I'm told I'll be inundated with them in a few weeks.
Now, they are the most amazing underrated treat that you can have. You literally frying pan on,
yeah,
tiny little bit of oil, and you put your courgettes on it quite thick, okay? Let's say we saw about a centimeter thick, all right? Put them on, let them color one side, quickly turn them, let them color the other side. Take them off, salt. Don't be afraid with the salt. The salt's your best friend here. Lots of olive oil, lots of lemon juice, and it is amazing. And if you've got fresh oregano kicking around, throw a little bit of that on. But this is another thing, is another treat as well, another trick. Grab the pots of herbs that are in the supermarket. Leave them on the windowsill. Show them a little bit of love. They are game changers when it comes to cooking. They really, really are. And there's always basil, there's chive, there's thyme, there's parsley. You use all these key herbs, the mother herbs as they call them. And these are your best friends as well.
The mother herbs, I like it. Yeah, because the last thing you want is dried up oregano in the fridge after you've used one small bit of it.
There's always the black herbs hitting at the bottom of the fridge. You're like, I was meant to use them.
Come here, you have a halloumi cooking tip for people?
Yep, flour. Dust it with flour first, okay? Yeah. So you cut the chunks, again, cut them about 1 centimeter thick, and you dust them gently with flour. And then tiniest bit of oil in the pan, and you put the halloumi down. Again, let it color, and don't move it until it colors. And you'll know, you'll just like give it a little lift up, and you'll see the nice brown, golden brown on it. Again, quickly flip it, and then once it's cooked, the same on the other side, take it off and treat it exactly the same way as the courgette. Lots of lemon juice. I mean, it's got to be pooled in lemon juice and olive oil. And that's the trick to really, really delicious halloumi.
Okay. I'm not a halloumi person. No, it's just, so tell me, how are we slicing that? Is it kind of like...
So halloumi comes in a rectangular shape.
Yes,
so you go against the rectangle.
I'm familiar with the shape, yes.
Yeah, go against the rectangle and use your index finger as the thickness guide, okay? And you want it thick enough because it always, it's a lot better when it's thicker.
Okay. Anything else?
Now, what else have we got? Fruit. Don't be afraid to put a fruit platter up. Fruit platters are great. And the other thing is with the fruit platter, like, you know, that here we go again, being practical. Tin fruits, the juices out of them can make really, really good dressings for fruit salads, okay? So, you know, if you've got pineapple or something, don't be afraid to that reserve juice that it's sitting in. Put a little bit. Yeah, add olive oil to it as well. Don't be afraid to put olive oil with a fruit salad. It actually works amazingly well.
Okay, listen, your family must be highly resentful that you're out making this, like, super fine dining for people all day, and then you come home and open a tin of mandarins and say, there's a dinner, folks. Have we got a tin of salmon there?
I do get the, really, Dad? Really?
Okay, so, Damien, great. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.